What's going on, everybody? It's Camrock 34 back again. I was listening to the most recent episode of Pottercast yesterday, and they were doing an episode pretty much strictly of quickfire canon conundrums, which for anyone who doesn't listen, it's basically they take happenings in the book thing, canon, whatever, Harry Potter canon, and try and challenge it, like, you know, what if this and what if that, and why is this that way and how could this be that way. So more specifically, they were talking at length about something that happened in book 7, spoilers if you haven't read it, but at one point when Harry, Ron, and Hermione set out on their journey for the Horcruxes, Remus Lupin says he wants to go with them. Now, the thing about this is that Lupin's wife, Tonks, is pregnant. And he's like, well, let me go with you guys. And Harry gets mad at him and kind of gives him the business and says, hey, nah, man, you know, you got a wife. You got to stay here, man. You can't just be running off with us. You're being a coward, basically. So they were discussing, was it right or wrong for Harry to do that? And, you know, how is Harry looked upon for doing that? So basically, Lupin said that he wanted to go with them because he didn't know how to be a father and he was afraid and he was going to go help them because that's what he knew how to do. He knew how to fight evil, but he didn't know how to be a husband and father. So Harry was like, hey, you know, you're asking the wrong dude because I grew up without parents and how am I going to sit here and let you come with me and something might happen to you and your kid's going to grow up without a father. You know, what's up with that? It didn't really matter because both Tonks and Lupin do end up passing away. They die in the Battle of Hogwarts. But I don't know. I don't think I can't fault Harry for getting at Lupin the way he did. You know, I think that's how, maybe he was a little bit harsh with the words, but he wasn't wrong for saying what he said. And in a greater sense, I think that literarily it was a nice little circular, circuitous start the way you or finish the way you start thing, full circle with Tonks and Lupin dying and leaving their baby orphan and Harry being the godfather, and how it started with Harry's parents dying and, you know, him growing up without parents. But in actuality, that's kind of messed up. That's one of the things about Harry Potter that I didn't like that at all in the series, how they did that. I thought it was pretty messed up because you see just how bad things were for Harry, the way he had to grow up. I mean, he turned out to be a good person, whatever, fine, but why would you repeat that cycle? That's not cool in my book. I don't know. That just never sat well with me. As far as literarily, fine, I see what she was doing, but that was just kind of jacked up to do that. So, any other Harry Potter fans listening to this, give me your feedback, camrock34@comcast.net, or hit me up on Xbox, camrock34. All right, later.